boy, So-So Juve, in the building with the fellas and lady. The lovely Tam Taylor is still with us, and it's about to become decision time on the My 5 Cents podcast as we go through the topic of best comedian turned actor. So what we are going to do is recap our list for you, our listeners. And for me, I had at number 5, Jamie Foxx. At number 4, Robin Williams. At number 3, Martin Lawrence. At number 2, Eddie Murphy. And at number 1, Tom Hanks. Logical genius. Who'd you have?
All right. So I had at number 5, Adam Sandler. Number 4, Jerry Seinfeld. Number 3, Eddie Murphy. Number 2, Jim Carrey. And number 1, Robin Williams.
And I had number 5, Billy Crystal. And number 4, Michael Keaton, Batman himself. Number 3, Jamie Foxx. Number 2, Whoopi Goldberg. And number 1, Robin Williams.
All right. So, Logical Genius, can you explain to Tam what is about to happen next?
All right, Tam. You heard our list. You're probably scratching your heads at some of the names. but what we're going to do next is have a little cross-examination. What we're going to do is try to poke holes at each other's lists and see whether or not we can make an argument for our list or play down someone else's list. You have the opportunity to ask any questions you want for clarification, but we call this cross-examination. So do you have any questions to start off with any of our lists?
Well, first of all, everyone gets a minus 10 points for not having Tam Taylor on their list.
I had you at 0, so but it was 1 through 5. So.
Of course. Yeah. Goose egg, got it.
Just remember that. I at least had you at 0.5.
So yeah, everyone gets a minus 10 automatically for not having Tam Taylor on the list. And then I will say, HLS, you were the only one that had a woman on your list. So that's going to go a long way in my decision. Some of you had the same people, which is really good. HLS, I feel like you really dug deep for Michael Keaton. I feel like that could have been some Googling, and I don't think you actually...
Oh, he's Captain Google. Come on.
I don't think you've actually seen him do comedy, so I think that might be a little... I don't know. I'm going to say Logic.
Wait. Don't answer yet. Don't answer yet.
I'm not saying who wins. I'm just saying okay. I was going to his list.
Okay.
So I'm going to say Logic, that Adam Sandler thing I love. And Adam Sandler, if you're listening, I am available. I can do any Netflix movie that you like. Okay.
Adam, you have enough room. You got like 30 Netflix shows coming and movies coming. So you got enough. Hook me up. Make me the bus driver in some scene or something.
Right? I'll go topless in your movie, Adam. I don't care at this
Me
point.
Too. Me too. Me too.
It's time. And So-So, you have a pretty solid list. I just... And I love Eddie Murphy. Lillian. Lillian is my house. So you all have great lists. So I don't know. Let's get into it and see why I should pick you.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and kick off this cross-examination. I'm not going to belabor the point too much on Logical Genius. Because you're number 2, Jim Carrey. You couldn't even remember the memorable movies that Jim Carrey had to name the movies for you. How memorable was it that you were drawing a blank on them? I seriously was just like, OMG. Like, HLS should get this for Logical Genius's list, because he knows the movies better than Logical Genius.
Listen, for those listening, Tam Taylor is a stunning woman, and my eyes were just like, I just lost it. I'm like, damn, I can't think right now. I can't focus. You know, and usually
He's
for me that
went hard. He wants
that
to win,
doesn't
baby.
Happen. I am the logical genius. I don't freeze up like that. Like, but I mean, Tam Taylor, I mean, come on, you talk about being topless and all that stuff and nude in movies. I'm like, how's a man supposed to focus?
Fall for it, okay?
How's a man supposed to focus? How's the man supposed to focus?
Sam, don't buy what he's selling.
Very good argument. He's making a very good
point.
I mean, come on.
If you guys are so focused on your list, you are not paying attention to the right thing. So I'm just saying, you know.
Hey, me too. There's a Me Too movement. Don't get us in trouble, obviously. Don't get us in trouble.
So I will say this. It is for both of y'all. I guess I'll say it's even more for HLS. Is you guys talk about how great these guys were in acting. I agree with Tam that Michael Keaton was a reach and a half. He's had about, you know, okay, he's been in about 60 films. Billy Crystal, he's been in about 39 films. Jerry Seinfeld has been in 8 films. So, like, to talk about greatness and how great they're doing in acting, but they're not even getting jobs like that. Like, Whoopi, okay, I'm with you. Broke the 100 mark. 111 movies Whoopi has been in.
So, she's okay, an EGOT winner. She's the first ever EGOT winner. African-American woman EGOT winner. First African-American woman EGOT winner.
Okay. So you're saying that one, because this is my 5 cents. This isn't
no,
my one
no,
cent.
No, no,
this
no,
is
no.
My
no.
5 cents.
I just wanted to interject, but I'll get there, because trust me, I stand by my list.
Okay.
I think the main question I need to ask right now is, logic, are you married?
I am not. But hey, depending how you vote,
I'm going to tell you about Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg was probably one of the first stand-up comedians that I ever saw. And I can literally quote most of her stand-up comedy from her very first show. It opens around the world in 80 motherfucking days. That's how she opens her very first show. She talks about the old raisin. Whoopi Goldberg is like, she is up here. Like, so that's a really good one.
That's a good one. Remember that. We're talking about 5. That's a really good one.
Look, sometimes it only takes one. So I'm just saying, you gotta tell me what's up, so what's up?
Let him know, Tim.
I'm letting you know it is my 5 cents, Tim. It's not my 1 cent.
So let me get back at you, so Juve. I mean, so in your list and compared to my list, right? Because your list, honestly, you started off terrible, to be honest. Jamie Foxx is a good one, but you have him at number 5.
He's not award winning.
Hold on, I said it's a good one, but you have him at number 5 because you normally stress it's the placement of your list. You have Jamie Foxx at number 5 and Martin Lawrence is number 3. Martin Lawrence, he's put out some quality television. He's put out some quality movies. But Martin Lawrence does not have the awards, the accolades, or the range as Jamie Foxx. How do you have Martin at number 3 and Jamie at number 5?
We're talking about Hollywood here. We're talking about Hollywood versus my personal list here. So you're saying that these award shows get it correct all this time? That
no.
Black people haven't been blacklisted?
No,
that
not at all.
Maybe, wait, hold on. That Martin maybe paved the way for Jamie? You're saying that these things are not true?
All of that could be true, but you're saying Martin Lawrence is a better actor than Jamie Foxx?
I am saying, you're saying best comedians, and that's the one thing I appreciate about Logical Genius, looking in the comedic world, right, and how they did, Martin was a big comedian that flipped that sitcom. Martin. Like, Martin is up there as far as legacies. You got Cosby Show, Different World, and then when you transition into the 90s, you got Fresh Prince, you got Martin.
So
you're
so
not saying the same thing about the
so
Jamie
to be
Foxx.
Clear,
although he had the Jamie Foxx show, you're not saying that about Jamie Foxx.
To be clear, the way you saw this list, the way you're delivering your list, is you're not talking about accolades as an actor or acting chops. You're saying he's a good comedian who turned as an actor. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's part of it. Yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna stop right here and say, look, I have 5 people on my list. And one of the people on my list is Richard Pryor. Richard Pryor paved the way for Eddie Murphy to come on to do his stuff. Mm-hmm. I think Eddie Murphy kind of got in to where Martin and Jamie Foxx could do their thing.
Oh, absolutely. True. I don't disagree.
So, I think Richard Pryor, like 30 movies or something like that.
Yeah, so I have Richard Pryor, he's the one on my list. So if we do that, then Jamie Foxx was on one, two lists. I don't know, but Martin is solid, but I think I'm going to put Jamie Foxx over Martin, even though Martin might be a little more successful on television with his Martin show. What do you guys think?
Oh, I definitely think Martin's more successful on television, but the way I delivered my list, I took comedians who became fantastic actors, not comedians who just went into acting. Right, yeah. So the way Social Joe was delivering it,
Michael Keaton to fill a reach.
Except but, Michael Keaton.
Listen, I didn't say successful comedians. I didn't say he was, but if you remember when Michael Keaton first started, what is his first movies? And I shouldn't admit I was watching this. Was Night Shift alongside Henry Winkler, and he was a comedic actor. Michael Keaton started in comedic films because he was a comedian to start, and then he transitioned to become. He left the comedy alone for a little bit, and now he's a serious, legitimate actor. So my list, the way I delivered it, is comedians, people who started out in comedy, who are now legitimate actors.
Okay.
Go ahead, get in there, logical genius. I can tell you that.
Yeah. You know, Tim, just processing these two, trying to speak logic, just doesn't make sense. I have to respond to one of Social Jew's points about Seinfeld. You're right. He wasn't in a lot of movies, but acting isn't just movies or film. I mean, he had 180 Seinfeld episodes that ran for 9 years. And it was like the number one show on television for a majority of the seasons that it was on. So he was doing something right in that regard. And he's still successful now as a comedian or stand-up comic. The point about, I guess, Michael Keaton, I kind of want to say you can say the same thing with Tom Hanks. I get it. Google search will tell you that they started their careers or at one point did a stand-up comic gig and some lost video out there of them doing that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, but I don't know. I mean, if you did it once, so you consider yourself a comic, you know, I don't know. So I would put Tom Hanks in that same regard. Tom Hanks is one of my favorite actors. And he can do everything, you know, from comedy movies to serious movies to whatever. Like his range is, talk about what HLS was saying, Robin Williams has range. So does Tom Hanks. So I don't hate Tom Hanks at all. I don't know if I would put him in that the same way you're looking at Michael Keaton, Tam. Like if I would put Tom Hanks in that, I would put him in that same argument about Michael Keaton being on this list as a comedian turned actor.
Okay. So are we going with who's the most successful or who I think is probably some of the funniest people? And just let me say this again about no one having a woman on their list except HLS, because most of these men that you guys have mentioned have made lots of money dressing as women. So, like Tom Hanks was in Bosom Buddies, where he played a woman who lived in an apartment. Obviously, Martin Lawrence is famous for Shanae. You know,
well, it was for Mrs. Doubtfire.
Billy Crystal, I'm sure, did some type of something. And we've got Jamie Foxx.
Billy Crystal only did 39 movies. He didn't do no.
You know, I'm sure he had a dress on at some point. Jamie Foxx did.
Wanda.
Martin. Jamie.
Oh,
Foxx
sorry.
You did Wanda.
When he was on.
In Living Color.
Yeah.
In Living Color, he did Wanda.
Yep. Wanda, yeah.
So, you know, I just find it interesting that a lot of these men on this list became famous dressing as women and doing women characters, but yet you guys only name one woman in this whole thing. So I'm just kind of, finding that one, that part interesting.
It is interesting.
I'll tell you why. If you were a man, HLS wouldn't have had Whoopi on the list. He is definitely placating to you as the judge. Yeah. That's exactly what's happening here.
Oh, okay.
I might have to second that because I feel like he has a woman on here because his list is so bad he needs something to say.
I have a woman on there because she's an EGOT winner. She is one of the most violent women or people in Hollywood. How do you not have a woman on your list?
Yeah, it's my 5 cents. You got the 1 cent right.
you got the one cent right.
You still owe us 4 pennies, so
you owe me at least 5 cents for Michael Keaton. Yeah.
You went from having Whoopi Goldberg, and you just negated that with Michael Keaton. So
I don't know. Whoopi Goldberg's pretty strong, guys.
She is.
That's my do you want to hear my list of what people that I have? So then I can kind of.
We're gonna get that
because I kind of have some stuff to say about some of these
sure
people that
do.
You guys
I'm sure
have.
You do.
Yeah,
it's
fire.
Billy Crystal's a good one. And Robin Williams, just like you guys are right, undeniable.
Yeah,
absolutely. The energy. The passion, the talent, that is absolutely undeniable.
Yeah.
Martin Lawrence, he broke so many boundaries by being successful on TV.
Tom Hanks, we're seeing you anguish right now. And you know what? We want to put this anguish to an end. It is now decision time. Tam.
Already?
We want to know. Who is in third place?
Who's at the bottom?
So you don't want to know who's in third place, brother. Trust me.
Damn.
Put it out there in the universe, Tam.
No, it is 5 cents. Not 1 cent. It is five.
I'm torn. Can I do like a double winner on this episode?
Nope.
We need a third.
So you don't want me to do a third. Okay. So, this Michael Keaton thing's really throwing me off. If you would have had probably anybody, you could have had Jane Doe instead of Michael Keaton as the comedian.
You could have left it blank.
Sam, don't forget.
Don't forget.
The way I structured my list was people who started on comedy and became fantastic actors.
Okay, yeah, he's a fantastic actor.
I'm not saying they were talented comedians. We're saying the criteria or my criteria, the way I addressed my list was comedian turned actors.
That's but it's it. Not about your criteria. It's about Tam's criteria.
No, I know. I was letting Tam know, okay, hey, this is how I structure my list. I have comedians who turn fantastic actors.
And Adam Sandler, that's a good one too. Jerry Seinfeld, you know what? I'm going to have to do this, guys. Don't be mad at me.
Who's in third?
Mad at you.
Don't be mad at me. So I got to say you're in third place, brother.
All right.
Ooh.
And it's not because you fell
for it, Tam, and it's okay.
It's not because it's not because you got a great list.
He plays those games.
But I've got to tell you, HLS didn't win because he had a woman on his list.
Say that again for the people in the back.
HLS won, but there is a consolation prize. For the runner-up, who is logical, and that is Dinner with Me. So
I'll take it.
I'm just playing.
Love it.
So HLS, if you become pregnant, does that mean that logical gets to take over your spot, just like in a beauty pageant? If you cannot fulfill your duties as the winner of this challenge, does that mean that logical gets to take over?
Logical Ken, he can step into my shoes. Sure.
There we go.
And so, brother, I'm giving you some love because you did have a, you had a solid list. If you would have had one woman on your list, you would have won because that Michael Keaton, that kind of, that got me. But Whoopi Goldberg was like, she's too a Michael Keaton as a comic, I think. So that's kind of where I went. If you just had one woman, I'm going to tell you, you would have won this.
Yeah, Tim. This happens on this show where people don't know two or three of HLS's list and then still put them in first. We have a theory behind it all. It's called Cash App, Venmo. We're familiar with this story, so don't stress.
Tam, well, for the record, have we exchanged money?
Not yet, but I think you owe me some now.
Listen, his check bounces, so don't even don't even do it.
So Tam, what is your 5 cents on that?
You interested to hear it.
You got on your
list. Yeah, you teased it earlier. What you got?
I have a really good list, and I did not do it in any specific order.
Okay.
I'm going to give you my list. Number one is LaWanda Page. Do you guys know who LaWanda Page is?
I don't.
Sounds familiar, but I can't say
that. She is an absolutely amazing comedian that turned actress. She was Aunt Esther on the Sanford and Son show.
Okay.
You fish out fool, all that good stuff. And she would do Hollywood roasts. She broke down barriers for women of color back in the day because she would be on the dais of all the Dean Martin roasts, and she would just eviscerate all these Hollywood people, and it was hilarious. And then she went on to do a few things like Sanford and Son and other stuff, and she was just absolutely amazing.
Okay,
number two on my list is another comedian. He is Red Fox.
Yeah.
You got to have some Red Fox if you have this list. He was in Harlem Nights. Obviously, he was always, he also was on Sanford and Son. Red Fox, dude, you cannot mess with Red Fox, right? Now, this one's a toss-up. This one right here, I put like a double one right here. I did Steve Martin.
I almost made my cut, yeah.
Steve Martin is so good. But then I had to include Amy Schumer just as a shout-out because she does, I know, she kind of does the comedy that I do, so I had to give Amy Schumer just a little shout-out, even though, you know, people have a way they feel about her. But, you know, she's a solid comedian. She can get on stage and she can entertain people.
Okay. Yeah, I had her at my number five originally, and I swapped her out for Adam Sandler just because of the, I guess, of what I said about Adam Sandler's career and how long it's been. But Amy Schumer is a good pick.
So if you would have had Amy Schumer, you would have won because of Michael Keaton. Anyway, moving on. Michael Keaton, if Michael Keaton ever hears this, I love you, Michael. I would love to work with you.
put Tam in Batman 8, you know, whenever it comes out. Put her in that next Batman 8 movie.
I could be... I don't know. I could be the villain in Batman 8, like, I don't know, Big T or something. So I do have two more on my list. Cause I put those like as a double, those two right there. Fortune Femster, who is a lesbian comedian. She is, you know who Fortune is?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, you got to go online. Look up. She's on Instagram. She's a Southern comic. She's openly lesbian. She is hilarious. She's done movies like, look, she does kind of like what I'm doing right now, little parts in movies. Like she was the Uber driver in The Office Christmas Party. So she's done, you know, and then she's been in I think The Mindy Project and some things like that. You need to look her up on Instagram because she is absolutely hilarious. And then earlier I told you my like number one comic. I didn't really put those in any order, but my number one comic is going to be Richard Pryor.
That was tough.
Opened the doors for so many comics. Yeah. Not so much women comics, but he, for comedy, he did great things. He brought you, you know, the stuff that I like to do, the blue stuff, the naughty stuff. He really just got the in-your-face comedy, and people were just like, whoa, and didn't know how to take it. You know, kind of like the guy who played Dolomite. He started as a stand-up comic.
Yeah, and, Rudy Ray Moore.
And he was, you know, really out there. But Richard Pryor took it to a whole new level. Then he was in The Toy, which is one of the movies I love to death. He's really, he's so good in The Toy. You know, obviously he had, you know, problems with drugs, alcohol. All these people have, you know, problems with mental illness and this and that. But y'all, listen, being funny is not easy. Some of the greatest comics have the most troubled past and the most demons, if you want to say. So it's not easy being a stand-up comic. It's not easy being an actor, because there's so much competition out there. But you guys all have, you know, you guys gave me a great list. You gave me what I needed. And so I'm glad that, and I'm a lady who likes to have my needs met. So you have definitely given me what I've needed.
Yeah, you mentioned something, and you know, this may be a fault of mine that I didn't mention it in mentioning this person. I think the reason why I have Martin up so high is he had that circumstance when he was on the highway before he made his comeback with Run Tell That. And for him to like come back from that, like, cause it was looking like, okay, Martin is done. And he came back with Run Tell That, told his story about it. And then, you know, ended up in the Bad Boy movies and, you know, kind of resurrected himself. So I'm happy that you mentioned that dark place that comedians go into and how sometimes it gets you under, and then sometimes people can rise from it. So that was great, Tam.
And if we're going to talk about that, I feel like we have to mention like two more comics if we're going to do that.
Please.
I feel like we just have to mention Cat Williams right now and Monique right now, because they're just telling everything on everybody. They're telling everything, and I love it. Like, I can't get enough of Cat Williams just straight talking shit about people. Have you guys seen them on the Club Shay Shay?
Yeah, did.
Yeah.
And then
so, Monique, 50 Lord, million she, views or something like that.
And then Monique just going always in on Oprah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, no, look, Oprah, if you're listening, I would love to work with you. But, you know, we have to, with dark places in comedy, we've got to talk about Monique right now. We've got to talk about Cat Williams, because they're not having it. And now they are just doing phenomenal. I think they're on tour together now. And they're killing it, and they're just they're being themselves, they're being authentic, they're telling people their view on Hollywood, on other comedians, and how people do things. They're telling it, and I believe them, especially Cat Williams. What does he have to lose?
True,
that's why you can't have Hollywood as a trusted source. I know HLS believes in it, but you know, it is what it is. So
He believed in Michael Keaton, so you can't give him credit. Even though he won.
So, Tam Taylor, we went out and we asked social media what they thought on the topic, and this was their 5 cents on it.
Okay.
So, at number five, you had Donald Glover. The person said he's just great at everything. At number four, you have Bob Odenkirk. And
yes,
those of y'all that are not familiar, this is the person who plays Saul. And everybody calls Saul. At number three, you had Jim Carrey. At number two, you had Eddie Murphy. And at number one, you had Robin Williams. So that was the people poll. That's what the people had to say about the topic. Logical Genius, I know you like to go and talk to Al or AI.
Yeah, so Tam, we got this new thing called artificial intelligence that's out there taking over the world, apparently. And we wanted to know, what does AI think of who the top comedian turned actors are? And I asked ChatGPT this question, and it said, you know, it's subjective, but here's my list. Number five, it gave me Jamie Foxx. Starring in Living Color. He won the Academy Award for Ray Charles. He was in critically acclaimed movies Collateral and Django Unchained. At number four, it went with Tina Fey, Saturday Night Live alum, her series 30 Rock, which, you know, won many, many awards. She wrote Mean Girls, Baby Mama, Date Night. So her work, you know, is known. At number three, they gave you a girl, Whoopi. She was on this list for AI. I said, you know, she has a long time career. She received the Academy Award and nominations, winning Oscar for Best Supporting Role in Ghost. which was a great movie. So one of the my favorite movies out there.
111 movies. That blew me away. 111. Yeah.
And the crazy part is she probably hasn't been acting regularly in the last decade, probably.
Yeah. Right,
or more. At number two, it went with Eddie Murphy. Again, another Saturday Night Live alum. Mentioned Beverly Hills Cop, Coming to America. And at number one, it also gave Robin Williams. Mrs. Doubtfire, Good Will Hunting, just to name a few of his films. But Robin Williams is number one, according to AI.
Right. So, Tim, if people wanted to follow you or see what projects you got working on, how would they go about doing that?
You can follow me on all platforms. It's at the Tam Taylor. That's Facebook, Instagram. I'm not on X really that much. I'm more on Facebook because obviously I'm a little bit older. If they had MySpace, I'd probably still be on that. but you can follow me on those platforms at the Tam Taylor. If you want to see what I've done, and I think there's some projects listed in pre-production, you can go to IMDb and IMDb Tam Taylor, which is TamTaylor. You can go to my website. It's tamtaylor.com. Or if you want to get in touch with me directly, Logical will have my number after the show.
All right, so make sure y'all follow her on the socials, search that IMDb, go ahead and search that Facebook, MySpace, Black Planet, who knows, she's on all of it.
Pornhub, Farmers Only.
OnlyFans, let's go.
Fans, yeah, check her OnlyFans out, you know, all of it. Wait, I don't know if she has OnlyFans, but
no,
hey.
I don't know. Not yet. It hasn't been out yet. But you know what? I've heard how much money these people are making. Like, I've got great boobs, so I am not counting that out.
And you know what? If it's not Tam Taylor, it might be her mom flashing the boobs. who knows where you can find her? So we're going to go ahead and say goodnight to the people, and I am going to start us off. Tam Taylor, I have to say, your decision-making was quite questionable on this one. Michael Keaton, I you said it. I don't understand it. But I'm in third, and I'm going to have to make it make sense. Because HLS continues to bring 3 cents to the My 5 Cents podcast, and he wins!
He's such a hater.
Good night, people. We will try again next time. Logical Genius, go ahead and say goodnight to the people.
Folks, I didn't get the W in this one, but I got something better. I got dinner and a phone number, so I won. Good night, folks.
And HLS and our champion for this week, please say goodnight to the people.
Tam, you stepped in the right direction. The choice was clear. Thank you so much for the dub. Thank you to all my fans. Thank you to all the Lion Steppers in the world. It's your boy. I'm out.
And Tam Taylor and our very special guest for tonight, please say goodnight to the people.
Guys, thank you so much for having me on your show. I really enjoyed it. Thank you, everyone who's listening, everyone who's following. These guys are great. If you don't follow them, get on there now. Follow them on your social media. And again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you guys so much for having me. And so, I'm sorry you're lost.